This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Governor Bill Walker called for a special session last night, minutes after legislators adjourned. Legislators had not approved an operating budget for the fiscal year starting July 1st. House Majority Leader and Nikiski Republican Mike Chenault says negotiations fell apart over taking money out of savings. Minority coalition votes are needed to take money out of the Constitutional Budget Reserve, which Chenault says is Alaska's best option for covering a $4 billion deficit.
It's the best for the state of Alaska. But we were not able to come to that agreement, and so now we will, unfortunately, we will gin up new bills when the governor calls us back in. New bills will have to be put in place. Those will have to go through the committee process again, which is time-consuming.
Chenault says the minority wanted funding restored for education and the university system, among other items. Another piece of unfinished business has to do with oil and gas tax credits. The House had passed a bill a few days ago that would have tightened requirements for oil companies getting tax credits. The Senate Finance Committee loosened those requirements. Senate Finance Committee Chair and Eagle River Republican Senator Ann McKinnon says the companies who are getting the refunds are not major producers and need the money as an incentive to invest in Alaska.
Mr. President, if we're paying out $700 million, it's to producers who do not receive or do not have a tax obligation to this state. If we are writing checks to somebody, it's because we owe them money and they're small. Mr. President, there are 40 different companies that are receiving those tax credits.
Juneau Democrat Senator Bill Wielichowski offered a dozen amendments he says are needed to ensure Alaskans are getting the maximum benefit from resource development as required under the state constitution. He says when oil prices were high, oil companies made plenty of profit.
The oil companies made $45 billion in profit in 7 years under ACES. I just read a recent number that it was actually $62 billion since then. They made $60 billion in the state. We pick up 75% of the exploration costs. We pick up 65% of the operating development costs in some cases. It's a net profits tax. They're able to write off all their losses forever under the current bill.
None of the minority coalition amendments were adopted in the Senate. When the oil and gas tax credit bill returned to the House, Homer Democrat Representative Paul Seaton spoke against the Senate's changes.
We've gone through this large exercise of trying to cut the budget and save money through all our departments, and here we have more than doubled the amount of the cuts that we've worked so hard to do being allocated to pay additional, beyond the statutory required limit, oil tax credits, refundable tax credits.
The House voted down the revised bill 24-14. A move to extend the legislative session failed in the House, and both the House and Senate adjourned a little before midnight. Within minutes, Governor Bill Walker issued his call for a special session to deal with the budget, oil and gas tax credits, withdrawals from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings, and taxes. He also put adoption, foster care, and health insurance rates and medical insurance coverage for survivors of peace officers and firefighters on the legislative agenda. The special session is scheduled to begin on Monday. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.